Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Joe podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. You can find Impact Power Sports at impactpowersportsmi.com. The authority on Yamaha golf carts, also ATVs, UTVs, e-bikes, motorcycles, scooters, snowmobiles, lawnmowers, anything with a motor that's fun. You definitely want to get it over at Impact Power Sports. They're in Rockford, Michigan. They have a full shop there in case anything goes wrong with your existing gear or you need something done on your new stuff, and they can trick it out and make it look fantastic. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. They are awesome. As I do this show from the studio, I am wearing my Christmas sweater, which is the cow eating out of the feed bucket, which is a pocket, the feed bucket. And it's, well, it's as Christmassy as you can imagine. This year, decking it out also with a bright red Christmas jacket, which it looks ridiculous. Okay, it's frankly disturbing how loud it is. I will say this. I was on TV again today wearing this. And despite the jacket, I'm telling you, when I look, like right now I'm looking at the monitor and I look like I think I don't look obese to me. But when I'm on TV, I look huge. And I know for a fact that I'm slouching more, or I don't know, being gross, but on the actual television, because I was on Fox 17 today talking about the great food giveaway, but oh my God, did I look fat. Maureen says the TV camera adds approximately 50 pounds. Yeah, I know, but the mystery is, I mean, I don't feel like I look right now when I'm looking at my own image as I'm starting the show off with you. I don't feel like I look disgusting like the way I looked on TV earlier today. I'm like, Jesus. I think I might have like that disease where your body, it's, what is it called? Body dysmorphia. Truth be told, I'm down after the way I've been taking care of myself lately, more so than I have in the past. Piano Finger Banger says, you look like a Christmas pimp. Man Bun Chris asks, how was Terry DeBoer? Terry DeBoer is in Florida. And so I'm like, oh my God, have a great vacation. And I think she might live down there in the winter months now. I know that when you get old, you do that. I'm pretty sure that she lives down there and then she like gets out of bed and stands in front of a green screen and does the weather remotely. I'm not 100%. Well, I know that's where she is right now. And she sent me a pic of like, her, you know, what she does. And I'm like, oh my God, that's fantastic. I couldn't stand to be away from my, from like, I prefer I mean, I don't really care for the winter that much. I don't hate it like a lot of people do. And it gets old like anything. But I couldn't stand to just get up and leave everything behind, you know? A one-week trip is one thing. Man Bun Chris says, I've had quite a few flights to Florida with her on there. She used to go down Thursday through Sunday, LOL. Linda says, you must have a better camera than the TV studio. No, I don't. But anyway, it was a nice visit to see them. Janice Allen and Elliot. Elliot Mintz. Elliot from E.T. Elliot something. Yeah, that was nice that they had me out there to talk about the great food giveaway. I think, you know, I posted to Facebook the little, I guess, I don't want to say press release, but I posted to Facebook the little thing and I pinned it to the top that said, hey, great food giveaway. Megan whipped that up for me and, you know, it has like a Christmas tree on one side and Santa on the other. And hang on, I gotta sneeze. And it announces the great food giveaway. And I pinned it to the top of Facebook. And everybody shared it. And that I'm like, what the hell? And I didn't even have to tell anybody to share it. So that tells me that this thing is has kind of taken off if you get a bunch of shares on something. At last check, 38 shares. That means a lot of people saw that. So that gives me the idea that though it's great to talk about it on Fox 17 and get more people there, I don't think we have a problem getting the attendance to give away the food at all, like when we first got started. It seems to have gotten around, and I know that there's been some calls that have come into Irvine's about it. I had somebody reach out to me too, and it's a name that I don't recognize, and I think I have a lot of people that follow my Facebook page literally just to hear about the great food giveaway. This person writes, what's the info on the food baskets? Which, I don't know, something about that. What's the info on the food baskets? So shortly after I posted literally everything you need to know at the top, pinned to the top of my Facebook page, I've got someone saying, what's the info on the food baskets? Hang on, I got to answer Pooh Bear's question. She's sending me a text. I would check them after 5 minutes, period. She wrote, how long should I put my sweet potato fries in the air fryer for? I made her sweet potato fries. She loves them. So, I don't know, something about, I know you're not supposed to read tone or assume tone in text, but when it says, what's the info on the food baskets? I was like, I don't know. I thought maybe a please somewhere in there or some degree of. But maybe these folks that are down on their luck, that's not in their wheelhouse. I don't want to judge, but I am absolutely judging. I wrote one per car, and the giveaway starts at 3 p.m. Probably a good idea to get there early. This person wrote, where? What day? And I'm like, so I don't know. When you got where and what day, I just it feels to me like someone's barking out one-word questions to me. And I am not above judging, all right? I still have to be me. And then I'm like, all right, you know, you're going to get this food, but I might smack the piss out of you. You're going to get the food and a knuckle sandwich. So basically, the person saw the ad that the great food giveaway, no questions asked, and then saw it and then just proceeded to email me directly. So after where and what day, I see, my bad. And then I wrote LOL, and then that was the end of that. Megan says, no, you will not. No, you're right. I won't. I won't, but I feel like I want to. This is why you do not want me interacting with the public. Okay? Megan says, suggestion, next time, send them the graphic I sent you. Oh, easy, easy. I am a little, now I'm hoping, I'm pretty sure we will have a sign somewhere as people line the cars up that will say one per car after the near brawl, the near race riot that began last year from the great food giveaway. As much as I love doing the great food giveaway, if a riot breaks out, I will swing the big shovel like Thor's hammer. Okay? I expect because of all the shares on the announcement I made that there to be, and the exposure by Fox 17, that we will have all 225 vehicles lined up and ready to go. Which, it's one day a year along Stafford Drive in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the cars are lined up, and you got to be careful not to, folks, not to block. There's area businesses that are there. And, you know, we have to kind of like make sure that they can get in and out because the last thing we want to do is piss off the neighbors of Irvine's. Alan said, easy is not above joining in on the race war. That's true. But we'll be there, and it should be good. Now, we got $30 worth of, or $25 worth of donations after the free podcast yesterday. We stand at $666.68 needed. Would like it very much if we can wrap this up sooner rather than later on the amount of cash needed for the great food giveaway. The grand total for the food is $5,577.75. We've been passing the hat virtually on the show. Now, the lion's share of this audience is the audio podcast. A lot of the folks that participate on the live stream have thrown a few bucks into our virtual hat. If you have not done so, please consider it. Even if it's just a buck or two or five or ten, whatever you can do. And if you can't, that's totally cool. I'm not at all worried about that. On the audio podcast, in the show notes, what I just shared with the folks on the live stream, it's in the show notes. That is Venmo at Eric-Zaitunian, Cash App, $ Eric Zaitunian, all one word, PayPal, search Eric Zane Show, LLC. And thank you in advance. We have a Big Fraud Wednesday happening tomorrow. Ben Glaze and myself will kick off a brand new edition of Who Are These Free Beers? That will be show number 81, followed right after that by the latest Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Always excited to get into that show, and we will do that. I think I will give you a preview of the show with some clips that I pulled, and these are always worth a play as I was preparing for Wednesday's show. I have an audio clip that is another example of Free Beer's brain breaking. Our hero Free Beer, he's trying to set up a story, and he kind of, it was weird, gets into an argument with himself, and then he kind of like flips out, starting three sentences at the same time. So keep this in mind. He's trying to set up a story, kind of gets into an argument with himself, and then you'll hear him actually start three sentences at the same time.
Some celebrity health hacks later on. These are hacks that celebrities have said out loud to reporters. Kim Kardashian had a claim on there that...
Is it the period one? Remember when she was putting period blood on her face and calling it like a vampire mask or something?
Oh, that is right. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's on a similar scale of gross. That's, well, I guess tomato, tomato. Mm-hmm. No? Perspective, I guess. We'll see. You guys can decide if it's on a similar... It's probably not as gross.
Okay. Well said.
Okay, so you heard it. And then the multi-talented Kelly goes, well said, which no doubt pissed him off. Let's pick that up again.
Had a claim on there that...
Is it the period one? Remember when she was putting period blood on her face and calling it like a vampire mask or something?
Oh, that is right. Yeah. Okay, well, it's on a similar scale of gross. That's, well, I guess tomato, tomato. Mm-hmm. No? Perspective, I guess. We'll see. You guys can decide if it's on a similar... It's probably not as gross.
Okay. Well said.
So if you're keeping score, he said, that's, well, I'm, I guess, tomato, tomato. No perspective, I guess. We'll see. You guys can decide if it's in on a sim. It's probably not as gross.
That's, well, I guess, tomato, tomato. Mm-hmm. No perspective, I guess. We'll see. You guys can decide if it's on a similar. It's probably not as gross.
Okay. Well said. Ugh.
My God. What a brain melt that must be. The question is being asked about the holiday fake-ins, which, as we all know now, first of all, these things have become quite the sponsor-filled promotional entity. And when I came up with the holiday break-ins, that was one of the things that I was adamant about. I said, we can't have like sponsors attached to it, you know? And for the longest time, there weren't any. I remember specifically when we had, and then when we started to have the affiliates do them, the radio station in Nashville, it turned into a goddamn promotional piece. So we go to Joe Blow in Nashville, who's doing his break-in, and check in with him. And the guy's like, yeah, so thanks to Floyd's Tacos and so-and-so cell phones and Johnny's record outlet. And I remember we were all mortified by it. Now they have caved, and it is known as the Sarah Honda Granville Holiday Break-In, which Sarah Honda is a great partner of mine who is not currently advertising on this show because the general manager is a fucking asshole, okay? And I forgot the cock's name, but that let me get to that story first. So Sarah Honda for years had been, they had sponsored me on the radio. They sponsored me when I did the show on BBL. I started podcasting. They sponsored me there, and it was great. And then they brought in this guy, this new general manager. And every time there's a new general manager, you always have to pitch yourself because he doesn't know who the fuck you are. I've had it happen many times. You almost like have to re-get the relationship going, even though, and so all the Indians underneath the chief know that the show's great for sponsorship, but you got to convince the guy. Now, he had heard of me. He liked me at the hockey games and the basketball games. He knew about the success of the show. And so I sit down with him, and he's like giving me, he's head nodding. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. So then I don't hear from him. I follow up, and I happen to actually be into the store for another reason. Actually, I was to follow up, but I was talking with some other folks that were there, and I said, hey, do you think I can pop in and see if... And so I popped into the guy's office, and he did not have a second to even acknowledge me. And he goes, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah, I was just... And before I could even like get the words out, he's like, yeah, we're not going to do that. And I'm like, okay. So that was that. Time passes. Now, I like all these people except for this cocksucker. And so I leave and I text my guy there, one of the Indians. I go, what the fuck is this guy's deal? And so then time passes, and I had to get, Madison needed a car like immediately. So I went in and I called up one of the guys that I work with there. I go, hey, I need a car. And he goes, okay, how about this one? I go, fine. Sight unseen, I bought it. I'm in there to close the deal, to buy it. And the guy sees me, and he thinks I'm there to like I'm lurking around trying to corner him into spending money on advertising, which I wasn't. I was there to buy the goddamn car. I know some of you are like, well, why would you go there? And, well, no, I like the people that work there except for this asshole, and they give me good deals on cars. He goes, can I help you? And I go, no. He goes, why are you here? I go, I'm buying a car. Like that. And I'm looking at him like with fuck you eyes. And he goes, oh. And he like turns around, turns tail and walks away. I felt like kicking him right in the small of his fucking back. Asshole. So anyway, they're out. Until this guy quits or retires. And he's old as fuck too. So I'm always like, fuck you. As soon as he retires, I'll be back on there. But Sarah, they sponsor the break-in. So now it's like, yeah, the Sarah Honda holiday break-in. Becca Shea says you should have left and went somewhere else to buy a car. No, I liked actually doing it that way, making him feel like a fucking idiot. Bob says, I heard today that someone's significant other is sticking their nose in the break-ins this year. Weird. Yeah, you'd think if you're on the radio, you can be talked about then. All right, so Bob adds, makes total sense. Stop talking about and looking at me. Hey, look at me. I'm part of this radio show too. Smells fishy. Agreed. Well, I know this. All of that material will be recorded for future use that isn't going to be spoken about. That material of someone's significant other being on the radio will be garnished and used against them. Anyway. So, What was the question? How did we get to that? When are the holiday fake-ins? They are Friday. I heard that today because I was driving in to Fox 17 listening live on the radio. They said, well, that's right. It's going to be good. We're giving away. We got to. This is a good village. Freebear will be fake sniffing on Friday. And I really don't want to have to do this. But I did it last year, and but I don't. I'm tempted to, but I don't know if I can, if my brain can take it. Because I hated how the break-ins sounded, and they always felt bad because of the fake stories. The stories are completely fabricated. Well, I shouldn't say they're fabricated. They take the actual recipient, at least they did when I was there, and then they change all the details. So it's like watching a really bad dramatic reenactment on the Hallmark Channel. Does that make sense? Except instead of a reenactment, it's all their own details to make it seem as fucked up as possible. So that's, I think, what always struck me as wrong. Now, I never wanted to do it that way.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
When I came up with the holiday break-ins, I wanted to do it different, but I relented and I never should have. So this is free beer and hot wings induced about changing all the stupid details. So what you're hearing is not what actually is happening. The details are changed. They tell you that. So basically, you're listening to bad theater. All right. The way Greg would always do it is when it was Greg's turn to do the break-in, Greg would take his phone and step outside of the studio and call in. Okay. Again, all theater and all the sniffles. We can't go talk about the holiday break-ins or the fake-ins without talking about the fake sniffles. Now, maybe now they're not fake, but when I watched him with my own eyes, he would sit there, and then at a key moment, he'd go and sniff. David says, did Greg write the stories? We all had to write stories. So let's say so-and-so's holiday break-in is a person who lives with two kids, and they live over here in a house. When it's rewritten for the radio, it's a person who has three kids and all of them have debilitating diseases. And the mom got her legs cut off in a thresher accident and the husband left. And you know what I mean? They've changed the details so that, and I always found that disgusting. To sit there and from what my eyes would see, fake crying on the radio for a story that's, you don't even know what the fuck is up and down and right and wrong. Tyler says nowadays they probably have AI write the fake stories for them. And I remember having the meetings, I'd be like, this is unnecessary. This is a step that we shouldn't be doing. Well, we want to protect their anonymity. They don't fucking care. Well, we don't. We just want to come and go. And we don't want any proof that we were there. Why? You're calling it the Sarah Honda Granville holiday break-in. C- Cole asks, can we bring back around the radio dial while they're doing the break-ins? Alan says the outside station break-ins have always been the worst. Becca Shea says, I cannot take him seriously when he sniffs. Birch Barlow says, Greggy loves his Foley artist shit. Why wouldn't he run this like radio theater? Of course. Yeah, remember the Foley artist bits. Those were good. So what I was getting at is, I don't know if I can work up the energy to count the sniffs. Last year for that holiday break, and I did just that. And I came up with a free beer sniffs montage. Let's see, where is it? Okay. It's under the fake cry folder. Can you handle 50 seconds of this madness from last year's break-in?
Fancy idiots.
Yes.
It's after What a Wonderful Mom.
You know, that's more.
He's the only one doing it.
Maria, pull up now.
Undergone surgeries attacking her from where they live. Not, and that's ultimately, yeah.
The closest. Kelly's next on the break-ins.
Saying no over their heads to a house fire long term.
Wow.
Yeah, friends of Sarah Hunter. And we've got Liz Celebration Simmons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gonna be good.
They could not remove it all. We got some from house to house. Well, that got us.
This is a good village.
You can't expect or plan for. Mm-hmm. You guys know how this is. They won't call me back. Okay. Don't do the wrong thing.
This is a good village that we're a part of.
Gross.
Spoke to us. And
I love it.
They just
dumping it all in there, decorating.
Thank you for your service to this family. Well, that really got me.
Captain.
Team, yeah. See them lose any more.
My God. It actually puts me in a bad mood, and I crave bad things to happen, okay? Like, because of the sniffs, it makes me wish that every member of the giveaway team get in debilitating head-on crashes on the way to this year's holiday break-ins. That's how bad this makes me feel, you know? And that's not my fault. That's a normal human reaction. God damn. Alan says the sniffs over the phone are so over the top. So if you ever needed proof that that's all bullshit, there it is for you. Rebecca says he sounds like a coke addict. Yeah, it's horrible. David says, Jesus. Yeah, when you have been, like when we first played that last year, and then you hear it however long it's been since then, a year, and you hear it again, and you're like, what the fuck? God, well, wall yourself off. Be a professional, you fucking moron. God, you suck at everything. All right, I can't do this jacket anymore. It's killing me. I can't even stand to look at it. Hang on. Is my fly open? Yeah, it is. How long? I hope that wasn't open the whole time I was at the TV station. All right. Hold on. Anyway. Thanks to the audience on Facebook, YouTube, and Kick for being here. The rest of the show you can catch on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. I'm on Patreon as well for additional content. You can sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where you can get tomorrow's episode of Who Are These Free Beers, show number 81, and the 80 before it, and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which premieres right after that. When you sign up for the 7 days free, you can catch that live and get the first crack at new material. with your 7-day free trial. Otherwise, it's $5 a month and $10 a month. $5 a month for all the audio, $10 a month for the audio, video, live streams. Before I let you go, I got hired on Cameo, and I want to do that live. I don't talk about Cameo enough, but it came up recently, and so somebody probably heard that and then said, oh, yeah, I can book EZ to say something horrible for me. And that's not the goal. Like, I can, you know, in the persona of the show I do here, I'm a very versatile character. I can be as nice as you want me to be or as horrible as you want me to be. I can roast people who deserve it. Hopefully they're ready for that. I would hate it. I remember I roasted somebody, some dude on here, and apparently they like got butt hurt about it. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I was hired to do this. And they even sent me a picture of this guy. They said, you got to make fun of his tits. So I did. And apparently it was too much. And I was like, well, good job me, because that's what they hired me to do. Go fuck yourself. You're the one who gave it to him, you idiot. But, you know, I have people that say, hey, can you say hi to my kids to celebrate a birthday? Put the dogs in. Sure, by all means. I forget how much I charge for these. I think it's $15-$20, something like that. At cameo.com/Eric Zane. This one is, let's see, a guy who goes by Mike Burns, reaches out. EZ, you made fun of the mayor of Lowell, Michigan, which is a community not far from here, during the Lowell biodigester saga. Hang on. During the Lowell, that's a weird town name, Lowell. Lowell biodigester saga. I keep saying biodigester. Biodigester saga. When the town smelled like shit, you made fun of his rape stash. He has moved on to a full Osama bin Laden beard. Congratulate him on that and wish him Merry Christmas. Also suggest that as part of his legacy that you think Lowell should build a roundabout and have a statue of him riding a horse in his honor. Whatever. Nick says, that is my hometown. I remember the biodigester debacle. That would be Mayor Mike DeVore is his name. So this is how it looks. You hit that circle at the bottom. It's recording. I can see myself in the corner there. There is what I just read. One take, Charlie. Two. Happy holidays to Mayor DeVore. How are you? My name is Eric Zane, and I host the Eric Zane Show podcast. You probably haven't heard of me. There's the dogs, Mr. Mayor. I used to be somebody. Years ago, I was on the radio. In fact, I was on the radio at WBBL when the biodigester saga was ongoing. And I don't remember you in it, but audience member Mike here hired me on Cameo to talk to you directly. So I don't remember the insults that I threw at you back then. I guess I referred to you as saying you had a mustache and referred to it as a rape stash. So that probably didn't feel very good. I don't hold anything against you, and perhaps you did have a rape stash at one point, and I'm sure it looked excellent. But anyway, this Mike character here, I don't know if you know Mike Burns or if he's just like a jerk, Mr. Mayor, but he writes to me this. Easy. The mayor has moved on to a full Osama bin Laden beard. And I am to congratulate you on that and wish you a Merry Christmas. So nice job on the beard there, Mr. Mayor. Mike thinks it is a beard fit for Osama bin Laden. Whatever. I haven't seen the beard, Mr. Mayor, so if you could send me a pic. He also writes, please suggest to the mayor, as part of his legacy, that you think Lowell should build a roundabout and have a statue of him riding a horse in his honor. Well, anybody who's brave enough to sport a rape stash and or an Osama bin Laden beard, I think does deserve a statue in the middle of a roundabout. By the way, whatever happened to the biodigester, Mr. Mayor? Look, I'm sure you're doing a great job. I can't tell if Mike here loves you or hates you, but I know I like you. Happy holidays to Lowell Mayor Mike DeVore. Thank you, and have a good day.
Happy holidays to Mayor DeVore.
All right, there it is. Quote, Tyler writes, I refer to it as a rape stash. That probably didn't feel great, but that's not my problem. I wasn't looking at Bruce when that happened, but Megan said that Bruce looked worried. He's been barfing today. He's got three barfs under his belt. And if he does any more, I'm going to have to take him in. And that's always expensive. Okay. So, I am now officially kicking the folks out who are watching the show on Facebook, Kick, and YouTube. Thank you for being here. All right. Thank you, as always, to Skydive Grand Haven. Tandem jumps start at $249. I wasn't kidding when I told you about the Black Friday sale. That was huge savings. But you can still save money because this is a lower price than you could possibly get as of right now. You'd have to wait till next year's Black Friday. When I say Black Friday at Skydive Grand Haven, I mean it. But you can still get a great deal and pay $249 for a tandem jump. Skydive Grand Haven is the only skydiving outfit in Michigan that will take you up to 17,000 feet. Okay? Imagine jumping out of an airplane at that height. Now, for me, a newbie, I'm jumping at 8,000 feet for my first jump. You can too. We are getting ready when it warms up to have the first ever Eric Zane Show podcast air orgy with, I think there was 17 of you who purchased the $199 tandem skydive. So it's going to be a hell of an event when we all get together for the first ever EZSP Sky Orgy. You can book, though, too, and be part of it. Head over to skydivegrandhaven.com. Click where it says Shop Gift Certificates and cash in on the $249 tandem jump at Skydive Grand Haven. This is what I will say for the duration of this ad campaign. You will always forget the gifts that you get that are traditional gifts, because you've gotten them before. You'll never forget, the gift of skydiving from Skydive Grand Haven. Never, ever will you forget that. Plus, you'll have someone jumping down with you, shooting video, so you will have it forever. Imagine that, sharing it with your friends and family. Donut Dan says, I jumped in the Army. If you want a great rush that is fully legal, this is a great time. Boy, what haven't you done? Donut Dan jumped out of airplanes in the Army. Cop, race car driver. He's finally settling down to be a bike race. I don't want to say sponsor. You own a bike race? Is that what I say? My brother signed up for the Dirty Donut, by the way. my brother Jim. He's my older brother. And he's a great story because he's lost a ton of weight. And so now he's got the fever and he pedals everywhere. And he's lean and mean. I think he's lighter than I am now. And he's probably, I'm the littlest one. I'm the runt. He's like 5'11". And I think he's lighter than I am. But we can't really talk about the dirty donut without reminiscing every 3-4 weeks about the great shit caper of 2025. It feels like forever ago when we found piles of human shit in the hallway of Martin High School. Some animal took a shit in the main hallway of the high school, which was a support staging area for the peddlers and the spectators. It was a very hot day, and the shit, piles of shit going into the men's bathroom. And the sick fuck who shit did not clean it up, and there was soles of shoes had have stepped into it, and there was shit being tracked in other areas of the whole. I discovered it. I reported the findings to Donut Dan, who owns the event, and I broke the news to him. Never forget that look of seriousness. This was the look he gave me. Are you serious? I go, I am serious. There was three people that heard that story initially. Dan, one of his sponsors, the chick who's the husband of the insurance guy. I forgot her name. And then her cousin's name. They see Dan going like this. And the guy starts laughing so hard. Are you serious? Are you serious? I go, yeah, I am serious, Dan. You got a fucking problem, Dan. This is a major deal. Dan says the bad thing was he told me the story gleefully. I think I started that story. I remember my exact position underneath that canopy, underneath that dining fly, right by where the DJ guy was and all the awards. You were to my left. And I go, hey, check this out. You won't believe this. So then I'm hoping to, I fell just short of saying, everybody gather around. Gather around. You got to hear this. But I already had the audience. So I knew that this story was going to crush. And, oh my God, I've never been so happy in my life to give someone bad news. Dan writes, it's like you were running back to the canopy. You were so excited. I think I skipped. Dan goes, hang on, I got to make a call. So he had a cleaner. He had the wolf. It was the son. Now, I did not see the guy, the son. I don't think I've met the son. And I don't know where he was in the surroundings of the lay of the land at Martin High School. But I need a picture with him. That's a let. You said whatever your son's name. Yeah, we got an issue. Somebody shit on the floor of the high school. I'm serious. And then you didn't want to clean it or what? I mean, I would have cleaned it if I were you, I would have done it myself. But you made your son do it. That's a bold move. Yeah, I need you. Yeah, I need you to go and clean up that human feces. It's been stepped in. It's all smashed into the tile. Yeah, you might need a putty knife. Mm-hmm. You don't have gloves? Okay, well, just make sure you wash your hands. I always think about these things after. I should have taken pictures of the shit. I mean, there was one shit pile that actually, it's Adidas backwards. Like, it was brown with the grooves. And you could see the letters of Adidas backwards. It was so great. Dan writes,
Yeah.
By the way, what's your son's name?
Daryl. Yeah, hey, it's Dad. Yeah, we got a turd in the punch bowl. Repeat, a turd in the punch bowl.
You could probably just say, shit on the floor. Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Yeah, this is Dad.
If you call him again, he's going to be like, I'm not doing it, Dad. Fantastic. I want to thank Kuiper Tree Care. If you're in West Michigan, this is who you call when you need anything tree-related taken care of. Whether it's, hey, I think this tree is diseased. Can you take... There's something wrong with this tree. They have three certified arborists there who will check it out and give you the best advice. Call or text 616-828-8225. As always, with my sponsors, I'll reach out to them and mention my name. 616-828-8225. For Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. They can get rid of your unwanted trees. They can grind up the stumps. They can trim trees. If a storm rips a bunch of limbs down, they can take care of all that stuff for you. Don't forget about Merchant Automotive. Online at merchant-automotive.com. Servicing all trucks with Duramax diesel engines and or Allison transmissions. If you get in the weeds, I know you diesel heads like to work on your own shit because you're a manly man or a womanly woman. But in case you get in the weeds, they can help you with anything you need to get your larger-than-life truck in tip-top condition. Merchant-automotive.com. They also fabricate their own kits so that you can improve the performance of your vehicle. Shop online. It's a bunch of stuff that I cannot relate to because I don't have a diesel vehicle, nor am I a DIY pro. But some of you are. You're like, oh my God, if I put this on, I get 5 more miles per gallon or 30 horsepower. It's all there. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.